Alright, it's morphin' time! Dragon Sword!
This is Jason David Frank, and you are listening to This Week in Geek, and it's morphin' time. Ranger, go.
Hey guys, what's going on? You are listening to the Nerd News Network, and I'm your host, Mike the Birdman Dodd. Today is Friday, October 10th, 2014. And well, guys, I'm back. That's right. Last week, I was in Las Vegas thanks to 7-Eleven and NOS Energy Drink. Had a fantastic time for the whole 2 days that I was there. Didn't sleep a whole hell of a lot. So I suppose you guys want a couple of stories. Well, evidently, fat people can fly. I was quite surprised. So it was kind of cool. Blair rented me a scooter because I'm not walking so good, as a lot of you guys well know. And you know what? It was actually kind of cool. I actually got a chance to see a lot more of Las Vegas than I thought I would. I actually pretty much did what I would call the riding lawnmower tour of the Sin City itself. Met a lot of cool people from this PR firm that helped set this up for NOS. And my VIP person who was showing me around for the weekend, a guy named Justin, fantastically funny guy, showed up and picked us up at the airport in this awesome, like, Escalade, like, limo thing, but he had on, like, a little porter hat, this ridiculous, like, porn stash, and this even more ridiculous Hawaiian shirt. But the guy was like a barrel of laughs the entire time. So we met some cool people from NOS and Coke. And then finally, our day went on. Me and Blair actually went to go have a nap because we'd been up for almost 26 hours at that point. Me and her both have insomnia. So anyway, later that night, we finally got to meet the man himself, George St. Pierre. Or you may know him as Batroc the Leaper. And it was actually incredibly awesome. I actually had his attention for almost 45 minutes all by myself. Nobody was really talking with him because I guess they were nervous and whatnot. But I had a chance to talk to him about Captain America. We talked about weight training, what I could possibly do to help get my knees in better shape, because he does have a background in kinesiology, I think is the field. And he gave me some really, really solid advice. I'm actually probably going to take it. And then we talked about more video games than I actually really suspected. Turns out he's actually like a huge fighting game nerd. We started talking about Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat. He knows his Killer Instinct, which is a real surprise. So hopefully GSP picks himself up an Xbox One and grabs himself Killer Instinct on there. I think that would be rather awesome. I'm trying to convince him to try and get a spot on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Season 2. So Clark Gregg, you should get Batroc, and he should fight you, May, and Sky, and everybody else. I think it'd be cool. So we hung out with him. Now, we were supposed to go to the Hakkasan nightclub. Unfortunately, me and Blair were just way, way too tired to do that. So we decided to crash. And then we had all of Saturday to ourselves. And let me see. We basically saw every elevator that city has to offer. But we saw Caesar's Palace. We saw the Bellagio from a distance. We didn't get a chance to go to it, though. We saw Bailey's. We saw the Flamenco, we saw the Rio, went to Penn & Teller's magic show, a fantastic gift from my sister-in-law, Kara, and it was a lot of fun to see that. Penn actually gave Blair a really huge high five. We saw them hanging out in a Starbucks just before the show started. Me and Blair would have said hi, but you know what? These guys are having a conversation, it's probably best to leave them alone. I'm almost 99% sure that I saw Mark Hamill there, although we did randomly run into Luke Robitaille, because the Los Angeles Kings were having a charity game there against the Colorado Avalanche in the hotel we were staying at the MGM Grand. Our scooters almost ran out of power going across Vegas, because we decided to like kind of screw around, and we were chugging by the time we pulled into the Rio, but that was a tremendously fun time. Seeing it. We missed the Bellagio Fountain Show, but, you know, whatever. I went to this awesome place called Fat Tuesdays, where they give you these huge alcoholic slushies. It was a fun time. That's all I will want to admit publicly. And, yeah, honestly, it was a fantastic time. This is the honeymoon I never got. And I said this. You don't do Vegas. Vegas does you and decides when you've had enough. But still, I had a fun time. I would definitely go back. I wish I'd went to one of those really cool X-rated burlesque shows. And I wish I'd seen Evil Dead, the musical, with the Las Vegas cast. Because that would have been really awesome. But that is my stories. Thank you once again, Noss and George St. Pierre, for a fantastic weekend. I definitely appreciate it. All right, so what do we got going on in the world of nerd this week? Well, if you've been watching the site this week, we had our topic show for the month of September in October. That's just because I got really busy, and I'm really glad we took the extra time to do that. We also brought on Maisie Bones, onto the show, and she's going to be a new geek girl contributor to the site, and hopefully we'll get a chance to see her do a few more things. So that was her, myself, and Andrew Roebuck talking about Saved by the Bell, the franchise. So, because it's Canadian Thanksgiving weekend, there probably won't be any new content until Monday or Tuesday, but lots of good stuff coming up next week. Recording with James Rolfe, a.k.a. the Angry Video Game Nerd. We're going to be talking about the Aliens franchise, and that'll be a topic show for the month of October. Be released a little later in the month. Also, lots of rads. I got ones coming up on Smash Brothers, Alien Isolation, maybe even Forza, Project Spark. Man, just a lot of stuff. Almost overwhelmingly too much. But hey, we're in that final stretch of the year where there's a lot of games coming out. That means I am tremendously busy. So, what are we going to be talking about this week, guys? Well, there's going to be a new mighty, mighty, mighty Marvel event coming out in 2015, which will be utterly fantastic. We're also going to be talking about a franchise that's getting a reboot, a total reboot, how evidently you can grow your penis back. Talking about something with the Super Smash Brothers on the Wii U and things that are coming up. And also, the artificial intelligence that could kill us because of spam. Weird. All right, so let's start off. Actually, this is something that kind of ties into this. This was announced at New York City Comic Con today, or maybe yesterday. I'm not entirely sure. But before I get into that story, evidently at New York City Comic Con, Kevin Smith and the cast of Comic Book Men were doing a panel, and they hosted a sizzle reel, which is something you show people to basically, you know, show off what the show is about. I was the first clip as the Brony guy. So you can find that episode on Netflix under Dukes of Jersey. It's like episode 7 in season 3. Check me out. I don't look stupid. Anyway, back to what I was talking about. So Marvel has announced they're going to be doing a new run of The Secret Wars, and it'll be their major event coming out in 2015. And that was 30 years ago. When this happened, when the Beyonder himself plucked heroes and villains out from time and space and made them fight on Battleworld for a 12-issue miniseries, which actually spawned a line of action figures as well. So it's going to be done. Marvel's executive editor, Tom Brevoort, I'm pretty sure I'm saying that wrong, says the scope of this is going to be about the biggest thing we've ever done or attempted to do so. It may not be the best thing to say, but I don't know how we'll top it a year later. So this was announced last night, sorry. And this is going to be written by the guy who's currently writing the Avengers, or Avengers Scribe, rather, Jonathan Hickman, and drawn by Issad Ribic. And this is going to be going through various lines. It's going to introduce new consumer products. It's also going to cross over into digital platforms as well. The editor, Brevoort, says it's enough to give him intestinal distress, but we are an experienced and cracked fighting storytelling team. It really is a game changer in a major way, as you can imagine. Now, it turns out the Secret Wars, the seeds of this, have actually been brewing since about 2012 in the Avengers and New Avengers. And it kind of took off about 8 months. Let me rephrase that. Hickman took both books about 8 months into the future last month and kicked off a storyline called Time Runs Out. And when time runs out, that's Secret Wars, which is going to be awesome. Now, there's a wicked-looking picture, which is done by Alex Ross, a really awesome comic book artist. You know him from stuff like Kingdom Come for DC. I think he did Marvels, which is sort of like a photographer who looks at the Marvel universe as being a complete neutral guy. So it's really cool looking. I'm actually going to include a link so you can actually see the full picture here. And like I said, it is utterly incredible when you see it up close. You can actually download it as a wallpaper, and I really recommend you do. So to give you kind of an idea what we see there, we see Iron Man fighting Superior Iron Man, Thor fighting Lady Thor, Miles Morales Spider-Man, Captain America fighting various incarnations. There's the Sam Wilson Captain America on there, I'm pretty sure. It's going to be really cool. I'm actually kind of looking forward to this. Now, ultimately, I'm probably going to wait for a trade paperback for this to come out, but I really did enjoy the first Secret Wars when it came out, and really would have liked to have gotten some Secret Wars toys when everything came out all back in the day. But I think that's tremendously cool stuff, so that you can look up for that, I think, spring 2015. So be sure to be checking that out. Like I said, I think it's going to be really awesome, and hopefully it don't suck. Moving right along. Well, Paul Feig is the guy who done Bridesmaids. He's done Freaks and Geeks. Pretty funny TV show. So him and the screenwriter of The Heat, Katie Dippold, are officially working on the female-centric Ghostbusters movie. And he's given Entertainment Weekly kind of an idea on what to expect. And I'm actually going to read you his entire quote to kind of get an idea about this. "My favorite thing to do is to work with funny women. I was like, what if it was an all-female cast? If they were all women? Suddenly my mind kind of exploded. That would be really fun. And I thought, well, what if we just make it new? It's not coming into the world that existed before. It's always hard to do if the world has gone through this big ghost attack. How do you do it again? I wanted to come into our world where there's talk of ghosts, but they're not really credible. So what would happen in our world if this happened today?" He goes on to say, "I love the first one so much. I don't want to do anything to ruin the memory of that. So it just felt like, let's restart it because then we can have new dynamics. I want the technology to be even cooler. I really want it to be scary. I want it to be happening in our world today that hasn't gone through like, oh my God, what's going on?" And you know what? Now this is me speaking. I don't think this is a bad idea. Now Paul has said he's open to the idea of cameos, but not in their character, not in their original characters. Like, you wouldn't see Dan Aykroyd show up as Ray Stantz or Rick Moranis as Lewis Tully. But it's possible, and a lot of people are striking out about this, being, you can't have a new Ghostbusters movie with all girls. No, you're gonna fuck it up. No, I actually don't think so. I think this could be really awesome, considering I think Bill Murray last month said, you know, I don't think this is a bad idea. If I were to cast it, here's what I'd do. And you know what? Honestly, yeah, they are taking a risk with a franchise. But somebody on Twitter this morning kind of put it rather neatly. There's this entire rabid fan base built up around one good movie, one bad movie, and a handful of cartoons. What's the harm? And I'm inclined to agree with that. I mean, I like Ghostbusters too. I really do. It was the first one I ever saw in theaters. But having an all-female Ghostbusters cast could be really awesome if handled properly. And I really hope they'll consult with Dan Aykroyd to at least have him design all the new tech. Like, here, Dan, if you could develop a 21st century proton pack, what does it look like? Are we going to have slime blowers? Maybe the traps are more elaborate. And you know what would be cool if they even threw in a nod to the Ghostbusters video game and have, like, the Rookie or mention about other franchises or something like that. Like I said, I don't know what approach they're going to take to this, because this movie's been trying to get made since, like, I think, like, the mid-90s. So it's obviously been in development hell. But I'm pretty optimistic. Now, it's funny, because the guys who are originally going to direct the Ghost, the guys who did the Lego movie, Phil Lord and Chris Miller, the guys who did the Lego movie, they actually turned this movie down. So they've got a lot riding on this, and I think the fact that it's new, it's a good way to bring in new fans of the franchise. And like I said before, it's a risk, because if this falls flat on its face, I think the franchise is effectively going to die for quite some time. If it doesn't, though, this could bring in a whole new life to Ghostbusters. And considering how much companies are wanting to build movies into huge franchises and empires now, it really wouldn't surprise me if this is a huge success. And I'm genuinely hoping so. I want new Ghostbusters. And frankly, who are you going to call? And that is actually going to be our question of the week. There's going to be a new Ghostbusters theme song. This is established. It's probably going to be a woman singing it. Who do you want to hear sing the new Ghostbusters theme song? And I'm going to throw out two suggestions. One of them you'll probably say, okay, sure, I can see that. And another one you're like, what? Okay. Katy Perry. Legitimately think she could pull it off. She's got a fun poppy sound to it. And I think it could be fun. Plus, her music videos, 9 times out of 10, look really cool. So maybe she can do something really awesome with this. My second suggestion, this is going to be your WTF moment, Kesha. You might ask why. Really fun electronic sound. And it could be a really poppy dance tune. So why the hell not? I mean, other people have suggested people like Beyonce. I think I've even heard Lorde tossed around. So who knows? Those are just some suggestions. What do you think? Who do you want to hear sing it? Feedback at thisweekingeek.net. Definitely want to hear from you. Or call our voicemail line, 817-717-7202. Definitely want to hear from you. Let's talk about penises. Wasn't that an awesome transition? So anyway, using advanced techniques in tissue engineering and regenerative medicine, doctors in the United States are reporting their first success in lab-growing cocks. That's right. It's worked in rabbits, and now scientists are saying, you know what? I think we can begin the human trials. So anyway, a group of researchers at Wake Forest Institute for Regenerative Medicine in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, are in the process of getting permissions from the FDA to proceed with human testing. Their goal is to first work with men who've been injured and need reconstructive surgery, as well as those born with ambiguous genitalia. And there's actually a little kind of write-up here. Now, this comes from Dara Mohammadi from The Guardian. The penises would be grown using a patient's own cells to avoid the high risk of immunological rejection after organ transplantation from another individual. Cells taken from the remainder of the patient's penis would be grown in a culture for 4 to 6 weeks. For the structure, they wash a donor's penis in a mild detergent to remove all donor cells. After 2 weeks, a collagen scaffold of the penis is left, onto which they seed the patient's cultured cells. Soft muscle cells first, then cells which line the blood vessels. Because the methods use a patient's own penis-specific cells, the technology will not be suitable for female-to-male sex reassignment surgery. Our target is to get the organs into patients with injuries or congenital abnormalities. This is another doctor here whose name I can't pronounce. And evidently, this work is funded by the U.S. Armed Forces Institute of Regenerative Medicine, which hopes to use the technology to help soldiers who have gotten battlefield injuries. I think this is cool. I really think this could actually help a lot of things, a lot of people. Some of the questions that are going to be asked is if they can create a penis that's more than cosmetic. Obviously, you'll be able to use them to piss and whatnot, but can these things get erections? Another thing is, can these penises be made available to transgender men who seek surgery? Now, the researchers are hoping this can be figured out in like the next 5 years or so. And considering how friendly, I think, in a lot of ways, we're starting to become towards transgendered people, which, watch this week's South Park if you want an interesting look into that. I found it funny. I'm pretty sure that's bound to piss somebody off. But anyway, yeah. You can grow a cock in a lab. Moving on!
I want a penis!
My wife wants a penis. This is brought to you by ThisWeekInGeek.net. So, finally, if you have been following the news this week, and I know who hasn't, Smash Brothers has been announced for November 21st, which you can pick up on the Wii U. Okay, that's not news in and of itself. But the Amiibo figures are currently now up for pre-order, and there are 18 currently available, although certain ones have a December 31st launch date. Now, there's probably a pretty good chance that's a placeholder, but as of November 21st, you can pick up Peach, Donkey Kong, Fox, Kirby, Link, Mario, Pikachu, Samus, the Wii Fit Trainer, Yoshi, Marth, and the Animal Crossing Villager. On the placeholder date of the 31st of December, we also have Zelda, Captain Falcon, Diddy Kong, Little Mac, Luigi, and Pit. Now, if I were to get these figures, and I hope my wife is listening to this, I would like to get Samus, Fox, Yoshi, and Marth, and then probably Little Mac and Pit. Because those are the characters I'm currently maining in Smash Brothers right now. Although the Duck Hunt dog is friggin' amazing. Let nobody tell you different. And obviously Mega Man. Now, hopefully we'll see more of these characters, the characters in Smash. Hopefully you'll see them represented as an amiibo figure. We'll just have to wait and see for that, though. So yeah, you can pre-order these by going to Target, GameStop, Amazon, Best Buy, and Walmart. And now, supposedly, there is a bundle, which you can get through Walmart, where you get a copy of the game. You also get Link, Pikachu, and Mario figures, and that's about $100. Now, these things are running for about $12, $13. So, pretty comparable to Disney Marvel superheroes, which I've gotten almost every one that's available. In fact, I think I do. So, this is just more crap to take up in my house, but still. The fact that this can interact with games like Mario Kart, with Smash Brothers, I'm looking forward to that. And I'd like to see how it's going to interact with the 3DS. I guess with the near field reader or whatever they're going to have to give out, or however this technology works. I'm very interested to see how it does. So anyway, final story this week. Evidently, Elon Musk, and he is the CEO at Tesla and the SpaceX program, is worried that artificial intelligence is going to kill us all. A super intelligent machine. Now, he was speaking to Walter Isaacson. Now, he's the president and CEO of the Aspen Institute, on stage at Vanity Fair's New Establishment Summit in San Francisco. So, this guy starts talking about this, and he says, "I don't think anyone realizes how quickly artificial intelligence is advancing, particularly if the machine is involved in recursive self-improvement, and its utility function is something that is detrimental to humanity. Then it will have a very bad effect. If the function is something like getting rid of email spam, and it determines the best way of getting rid of spam is by getting rid of humans," and he just kind of trails off after that. So, once again, he kind of goes on, Isaacson goes on to actually talk with him, and he asks him about some of the SpaceX program, whether Musk actually does intend to retire on Mars. And he kind of goes on to ramble on whether he thinks his company will help him outrun the evil machines. He's like, "No, more than likely, if there's some sort of apocalypse scenario, it may follow people from Earth," which is kind of funny. So, yeah, evidently, one of the guys who's in charge of the Tesla electric cars, I'm pretty sure they are, and the SpaceX program, or reusable space vehicles, the machines that are getting rid of spam are going to kill us all. So the Terminator is going to be born from getting penis enlargement pills, Viagra, and Terry's Hot, Wet, and Moist for You. Those are just some random spam email headlines I'm reading to you out of my current Gmail. Who the hell is Terry? Anyway, so that's the kind of week it has been here on the Nerd News Network. Lots of exciting stuff going on. I turned 33 in 10 days. Holy shit. Kind of freaks me out, man. So anyway, yeah. Next week, like I said, a lot of good stuff. We're going to have, I'm going to be recording a new topic show with James Rolfe. That won't be posted until the week after. My charity event is coming up, guys. I would love to get $1,000. We're at $525 right now. So please check out birdmangivesback.com. 100% of everything goes to Toronto Sick Kids. I'll be streaming from Friday, October 24th, till Sunday, October 26th. Tons of games to be looking at. You guys should be checking it out. I know I will be, because I'll be there. So anyway, until next time, guys, I've been Mike the Birdman Dodd saying, live free or die hard. And I'll catch you guys again next time.
Wanna see me make bubbles with my spit?
Sure do. In fact, that's the theme of our next show.
So don't miss it. What the hell happened to George Lucas?
Oh my God, there's snot on my face. And I'm your host, Mike the Birdman Dub. And I'm not a join. Not a join. What the f*** does that mean? F*** that. 10 seconds.
No, you gotta keep that.
Let's do this. Let's do this right the first time.
F*** you guys. Ew, it's in my mouth. Oh, God.
Oh, what's it taste like, Mike?
Water. Ew, salty.
Let's start this episode with shat f***.
Okay, I'm good. Geico. Holy shit. Oh my gosh. Freak. Die. Holy crap. Whoa. Whoa. Where did it go?
I'm like a stupid monkey.
As you can imagine, they don't let us out much.
You've been listening to This Week in Geek. Tune in next week to hear, somebody random. I don't know. Maybe even a hot chick. Yeah, let's go with that.
Did anyone ever tell you that you were very, very sexy?
How are you? Actually, no.
They never will.
Check out our website, thisweekingeek.net, for more geek content, as well subscribe to our podcast through iTunes or any podcatcher. If you'd like to comment on this episode, head to this episode post on thisweekingeek.net and comment through Facebook Connect. Or you can call our voicemail line at 817-717-7202. Send us a Twitter message by @replying to @thisweekingeek. Lastly, you can email us at feedback@thisweekingeek.net. This extra music was produced by Prono Bozo at PronoBozo.com. We'll see you next time, and remember,
lower your shields and surrender your listenership.